the Frustrated Grad Podcast. I'm your host, Zach Hughes, the black dude with a new background. As you can see, I finally have two bookshelves, and I got rid of that white one, so you can see my championships, my WWE championships. They're not belts. Belts are for holding up pants. They're titles, which doesn't make sense because you can steal someone's championship belt but not steal their title. Like if somebody ran off with Brock Lesnar's Universal Championship, they don't have the title of Universal Champion. They just have the belt. So it's a very stupid distinction they try to make there. My co-host, who had that outburst just now, was writer, movie fan, super duper hardcore wrestling fan, Tony Hoffman.
Oh, I just love wrestling, man.
Loves the wrestlings.
Yeah, man. I was using my WWE Network account to watch NXT TakeOver Brooklyn last night, in my mind.
Yep.
And it was so entertaining that when that other person beat that other person and that person finally won the thing, the crowd went wild.
Yeah, it's a very vivid description. I feel like I was there.
I was actually checking on Twitter, and I do know some of the winners.
I don't think I want to know that.
So I will not tell you.
Even though there's a lot of those people I don't know, so like the spoilers wouldn't really mean anything to me one way or the other, but when I watch the show, I do become invested. Like, the video packages help a lot. What's going on with you this week? How's your week been?
Week's been pretty good. I saw on Twitter just recently today that today apparently is National Radio Day. Hashtag National Radio Day.
All right.
So, how are you celebrating National Radio Day, Zach?
I'm going to celebrate National Radio Day like...
by continuing to not listen to the radio?
Well, I will celebrate it by doing what many of my friends in radio have done because of their love. Yeah, be it fired 3 times. So,
all right.
That's how you celebrate. I'm going to go protest outside of iHeartMedia headquarters.
I can't remember, like, when was the last time I actually fired up the old iHeartRadio app or the iTunes In app to listen to local radio, because I am good with my Spotify and YouTube. So radio's dead.
I mean, I listen to it every now and then on my FM radio app on my phone.
It's like you have to go out of your way to do it.
Yeah, I'll only do it if for some reason there's something compelling enough where I'm like, okay, I've just pulled up to work. I kind of want to hear the end of this segment, so I'll turn on the FM tuner on my phone and just listen to that as I walk into the building. Then I immediately turn it off after the segment.
I have the MLB at bat, an MLB at bat subscription that I pay for each year for the baseball season to listen to the Cubs game.
Okay.
But that technically doesn't count as radio, even though it is like the Cubs broadcast. I'm not listening to, you know, whatever the score. I'm listening to the MLB app. So that's as close to radio as it gets for me on a regular basis.
Yeah, I don't think there's much that's like a draw for me, because I think like there used to be only a few things that I would like say, oh, I have to listen to this today on the radio. Like, I would get up and listen to Man Cow in the morning. That faded out a long time ago. Love Line late at night.
That was such a long time ago.
Yeah, there's been nothing that's been as intriguing as that at all.
God, there isn't like a single midday, morning, or evening show that I give a shit right now on local radio in Chicago.
I mean, there's certain segments, I mean, not segments, but there's certain points where I'll tune into WGCI, and they'll be talking about something I want to hear on the morning takeover, whatever their morning show is called. But usually when Leon Rogers is talking, that's why I was irritated when they changed to this new lineup and they fired Tony Schofield for some random reason. I guess they just wanted to continue Leon Rogers' curse of always being paired up with a host and that host being fired, but they always keep Leon. Like, that's been...
I didn't even know Tony Schofield was still there.
Well, he's not there anymore. That's what I'm saying. He got fired and they replaced
him. I mean, I didn't even know he was there as recently as whenever he got fired.
Yeah, so then they replaced him with this guy, Kyle, whoever he is. But then, Kyle, Kendra, and Leon. I was like, why isn't it ever Leon and whoever else? Because he's the one constant. Like, they don't ever think he's worth firing. So they should just make him the main guy.
Is Ramon C. Love still traveling from Cleveland to Chicago to do radio and back and forth?
I have no idea. I didn't know there were more than one fly jock. I only knew Tom Joyner did that, but that's a huge waste of time and money. Don't you know there's such a thing as voice tracking now? You can take people's jobs much easier.
Doug Banks is voice tracking from the Apple.
Jesus Christ.
Too much the McDonald's steak, egg, and cheese bagels for Doug.
Too soon, man. Too soon. Yeah, it's only been, 2 years? Or is it, it's been at least a year.
Too soon. It's only been 2 years.
Yeah. Radio. Let's celebrate it today. I'm trying to remember to turn one on at some point.
So have you had a chance to watch The Defenders? I have not, because I don't really care.
But you sounded so amped about it on Facebook. Like, you don't know what's going on, but you were going to check it out. I watched the first episode.
Yeah, I think that you say I sounded so amped about it, which is why I put a link to a cartoon.
Yeah, Defenders intro from the 80s. The Earth.
I was so excited.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that at least. I think the series, at least this first episode, is kind of set up for people who didn't watch all of the show, because it's just kind of like...
Just explain.
Not really explaining it, but it's like everybody has their little scenes. It's not like they're saying, like, hey, I'm Jessica Jones, I had this weird accident once, this guy almost raped me, or did rape me a bunch of times, and then, like, I
questioned the death.
Like, no, there wasn't any explanation like that.
Hi, my name is
like
Jessica Jones. This dude almost raped me. I would watch it.
No, I mean, that would be what she would say if she went to a focus group. I mean, not a focus group, a support group. Although they did have that whole little Kilgrave support group, and she wasn't cool with it. But they just have all their little moments. Like, with Iron Fist. Hey, what's Luke Cage doing? Apparently he was just getting out of prison. But I'm like, how long was he in prison? If they're all pretty much on the same timeline, like he just do a year or something, but I don't know.
And like, what's his face? Orange Fist is just sitting around like a drooling moron.
No, he's actually hunting down members of the Hand, something that Matt Murdock, aka Daredevil, would like to be doing, but he's trying to be a good Catholic boy, and he's going to confessional and talking about his urges.
Those were the worst parts of the.
Like, forgive me, Father. It's been 4 hours since my last confession.
I'm just gonna disobey you and fight anyway.
I mean, the real problem was that the priest was like totally cool with it. Like, you know what? I think God's okay with you beating people's asses in the middle of the night. Like, all right, thanks, Father.
In the night. Yeah.
So the first episode it didn't give me a whole lot. It's just kind of set the stage for.
From what I've read, it's slow in the first two episodes. But then it gets going.
Yeah, because they haven't even met each other as of yet. Like, they've met some of the auxiliary characters, but the main defenders haven't met as of the first episode.
Then I saw some thing on YouTube, or not YouTube, on Twitter, where people were trying to compare the defenders to. the Avengers, and I'm like, okay.
So they're all going to fight each other at the beginning, and then
get
together, and then fight each other again, and then split up, and then secretly get back together.
And then the Defenders get their asses destroyed and murdered the very first time they face the Avengers.
I mean, they shouldn't face off against them in their first meeting.
Why do they even have to fight?
I mean, it's just a thing. Heroes have egos, and they clash.
Or people on the internet are stupid.
Yeah. Heroes with egos. It's my favorite kind. I mean, like, all our favorite superheroes have fought each other at some point. You know? I mean, Deadpool even killed the entire Marvel Universe, so, you know, it's a thing. Mm.
Captain Deadpool.
Yeah, it's sad that Deadpool is, like, killing people in real life now.
Deadpool didn't kill anyone. This poor safety. Poor safety procedures and I don't know what else.
Yeah.
Motorcycles are... Stunt work is risky. Don't try this at home, kids.
Yeah, because what was... Wait, the person I heard about recently was, like, the person on the set of Walking Dead who died somehow. And then...
Yeah, it's been happening more often.
Yeah. So it's like, yeah, tighten stuff up. This is 2017. We can do better. You can CG some of this stuff. Save money, save lives.
But it doesn't look as real. Apparently, this the stunt person, she had did the stunt a couple of times, and it went well without a hitch. And that last time, not so much.
Yeah. So, I mean. I've seen a few, like, videos on YouTube where they talk about, like, oh, this outtake was so good they kept it in the movie. I doubt we're going to have any of those situations with these latest accidents, but who knows?
They died doing what they left.
Flying through windows. I mean.
Being killed instantly and painfully.
Yeah. Yep, that's my favorite pastime. So I always put on my social media profiles, like, hobbies, being killed violently.
Mm-hmm. Totally. Yeah, make it count. You can only do it. You can only die once. You know?
Wait, Yodo? Is that what that hashtag would be? You only die once.
Yeah. I mean, you don't want to, like, die like some pussy, like, slowly, of, like, natural causes or, like, cancer or something, some hospital bed. You want to go out in, like, a blaze of glory.
Yeah, like Ric Flair should have long time ago in a plane crash, but now he's taking the pussy way out.
Yeah. So, oh wow, you already got him in the ground.
I mean, this what speculation is. Like he had successful surgery. He's not out of the woods yet. That's what I keep hearing. So,
thank you, Dave.
I'm not counting him out. But, you know.
Speaking of Deadpool, Ryan Reynolds and Samuel L. Jackson starred in the number one movie of the week, the Hitman's Bodyguard.
I thought you were going to replace with that transition. I thought you were going to say, speaking of dead people, Dick Gregory died at 84. But
that would have been better.
Yeah, but let's talk about the Hitman's Bodyguard. let's take a different tone. Talk about the Hitman's Bodyguard.
Because I'm suspecting that between me and you, we don't have a lot of Dick Gregory thoughts.
Yeah, I mean, I just remember him from, like, roasts and occasional
episodes
and stuff, but he was always funny, so.
I just remember him from, like, whenever I would watch some TV retrospective or something, they would always have some comments from him.
Yeah. Yeah, but let's talk about the Hitman's Bodyguard. Did you see the movie this week?
If I would have seen any movie this week, it would have been that one.
Yeah.
I mean, it's definitely like one of those movies that you would wait to watch when it's on like cable or DVD or whatever, but, because it's been so slow these past couple of weeks, I would have actually have liked to have seen it.
Yeah, because there's been nothing that's been bringing me out to the theater, so that would have been an option, but I'll check it out at some point.
Yeah, there's like nothing until like a month from now when The Kingsman, The Golden Circle comes out. Everything else between now and then is just crap.
I wonder if in the next Kingsman movie we're going to take another trip to Kentucky to see some other crazy rednecks.
That would have been timely.
Yeah, it would have been more timely now. I guess you would, and maybe they could go to Virginia.
But here's the thing, though. It's like the movie, it's like they're in America where they team up with the American version of the Kingsman, and like
so
one of the guys...
Like the President's Men or something?
Like one of the guys, I guess, that they're working with is like some like redneck cowboy type character played by Jeff Bridges. Or,
okay.
We'll see.
All right, maybe he's going to have some shocking views that are going to be controversial to both sides of the aisle.
I don't understand how the character's still alive. What the hell is his name?
Oh.
That killed.
Yeah, that was odd when he shows up in the... on the trailer for this new one, like, okay, I'll take your word for it. They'll figure out a way to
Colin Firth.
Yeah, because that was like the twist of that scene. It was like, oh, this isn't one of those spy movies. And then I think Sam Jackson is the one that kills him. But you know, we'll figure a way around it.
Sam Jackson and his list. Backwards.
Yeah. It was like one of the farthest stretches I've seen Samuel Jackson make as a character in a while. Like, okay, this is something different. He's not just playing himself.
Yelling and cursing. I mean, he was cursing, but he wasn't in his normal Sam Jackson, personality.
In the Sam Jackson, he had a different accent.
I didn't see Lucky Logan with Channing Tatum. It didn't look good enough to fork over $10 to go see.
Yeah, because
Steven
like
Soderbergh
heist movie mixed with like.
Yeah, I hate it when they don't. You can't see what the hell the movie's about in the fucking trailer.
Yeah, because like Talladega Nights meets Ocean's 11 or something. I don't.
It's like a NASCAR heist.
Yeah.
Or some shit.
Yeah,
like, yeah, that's right up our alley.
Like, if you like NASCAR and you love heist movies, then you probably don't exist, because heist movies are a little bit too cerebral for NASCAR fans. So, well, who knows? And that it's going to find its audience somewhere. There's other movie news. There's one person returning, and then there's a franchise going back to the well. What do you want to talk about first? It's a lot of returns going on.
Well, are you a huge James Bond fan? I've seen the
huge
most
would
of
be a complete falsehood. I can't remember the last James Bond movie I've seen. Probably Pierce Brosnan, whatever. Back in the day when he was doing the movies, I'm not a James Bond fan at all.
I saw Spectre when it came out.
Okay.
That was November of 2015.
Okay.
Well, we mentioned that because Daniel Craig has officially, after kind of going back and forth on it, he will be coming back for Bond 25.
Okay. Is that the official name of it? It's just like an anniversary edition?
No.
It's just...
That's the placeholder.
So have there been 25 Bond movies?
I don't see why they would call it Bond 25.
That seems like
franchise that started in 1962.
25 movies. Yeah, I don't see myself catching up at any point. But yeah, so that's
but the Star Wars, the Star Wars thing that you alluded to. Like, okay, so what exactly could happen in between the events of the Revenge of the Sith and the original Star Wars? Because wasn't he like a recluse in hiding? Even though he's hiding in plain sight and he uses the name
Ben Kenobi. Like who? Like there's this guy we're looking for. His name is Obi-Wan Kenobi. It couldn't be this guy. Old Ben Kenobi? No, that's totally not Obi-Wan Kenobi.
So, like, whatever happens, like, whatever fights or battles that happen, it'll have very little ramifications on.
Yeah, that's the problem with all of these. Like, even Rogue One, they were characters we didn't know about, but they were doing a mission that we knew was already accomplished.
But at least they were trying to find, like, the blueprints to destroy the Death Star. It was an important
part. Yeah, but we knew they found them already.
Yeah. Like,
that's the problem.
But now we know how.
Yeah, and they all died, which is very convenient for us. Like,
which was awesome.
Nice and tight.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, but, like, what's, like, there's literally no stakes there, because it's like, okay, these people in our timeline, they're already long dead. Their mission was long accomplished, and even many of the people who were chasing them and ended up killing them, they are also dead. So it's like, this is just like a history lesson that takes over 2 hours to sit through.
But that made sense to make a movie, because you didn't have to worry about, you know, the characters or anything or popping up, because you just kill them all and wipe them out.
Yeah, but you could have also done, like, that could have been, like, an extra on a DVD. Like, hey, anybody ever wonder how the Death Star plans got to...
But you don't make money that way. Right?
Yeah. You only hurt goodwill. I mean, a lot of people love Rogue One, but I'm not one of them. Mark that down on the list of things that everyone loves that I don't. There's, like... Most
like
things
sports,
say I'm
and
straight down the line.
Super Bowl and
good for you guys with your sports balls and your Rogue Ones and your apple pie. Maybe I'm just an anti-American wrestling heel. Maybe that's what my true personality is. But yeah, I don't have any anticipation for Obi-Wan Kenobi.
No.
I don't even want to see Han Solo's movie. Like,
he's neither do I.
One of the more interesting characters. But just like,
and now we're going to make him less interesting by revealing all of the things that made him interesting, the origins of him.
Where'd he get that jacket? How'd he meet Chewbacca?
How'd he meet, what's his face? William D. Williams character.
The Mr. Cloud City. How did they become friends and then got betrayed? Yeah, Billy D. Cloud City. But I think I have prequel-itis. Some people have sequel-itis, but there's been so many
Lando Calrissian.
Yeah, Lando Calrissian.
Jesus, okay.
I mean, I knew his name. It's just I like referring to him as Mr. Cloud City. A.K.A. Billy D. Williams, A.K.A. Childish Gambino.
Colt 45 Gambino.
Yeah, that's what, like, see, Donald Glover should totally follow that trajectory. Like, okay, now that he's playing Lando Calrissian, he should advertise the liquor du jour. Or he could actually just go back and bring back Colt 45. Like,
the champagne sure.
Of malt liquors. Like, I don't know if that's... Like, if that makes it more or less appealing, because I'm not, like, a champagne person. It's the Cadillac of malt liquors.
Maybe that's the Cadillac of malt... That's what all the...
I mean,
that
speaks to the same audience. Like, okay, you like Cadillacs, you like malt liquor, then this is for you.
It's the fidget spinner of malt liquor.
No, that means it's you're going to stop drinking it halfway through the bottle. You're like, you know what, I'm bored of this. Anyway...
Just a random aside, there's a new Sonic game, Sonic Mania, that came out for the Nintendo Switch that I would like to play if I had a Nintendo Switch.
Then get one, Nintendo dude. Don't
they? Then give me fucking $350, Zach.
Well, all you have to do, like I've told you time and time again,
is go out at night on the street corner and prostitute yourself.
I mean, it was similar to that, just cock that leg up, show that tattoo, and say, give me money. And if you find the right Japanese businessman, he might actually work for Nintendo, and he'd be like, yes, I will give you money. Actually, you're going to be the face. No, make that the leg of our company.
Nintendo power. Now you're playing with power.
So you should get another tattoo on your fist of the Nintendo power glove. Just cover your entire hand.
thought you were going to say the official seal of approval that was on
the little NES. Like the little sun shaped thing that was on the games. I mean, that's another good one. You can have that tattooed anywhere else, but the power glove should cover your entire hand.
But that Sonic game, it looks it's pretty cool. It's like a old school Sonic game, like updated.
Is it like a side scroller, or is it like the 3D where you're looking behind him? Because I hate those games.
It's like the normal old school side scroller. Like the whole plot of the game, like the whole plot of the game is like going back in time and an excuse to sort of like play like classic Sonic levels from all the original Sonic games, but they've like, you know, spruced them up a little bit. And
that's cool.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, it's very good. It's getting great reviews. It's like, it's amazing. Like, all they had to do to make Sonic the Hedgehog relevant and cool again was... Let's
go back in time.
Go back to the drawing board.
Yeah, it's like, you know what? People like this game. Let's give them that again.
Yeah. Let's not have Sonic kiss, you know, human women and a little weird shit.
Speaking of like Nintendo or like Sega adopted by Nintendo characters interacting with humans, that Super Mario just looks weird. It's like, oh, we find out he's not an actual human person. He's some kind of dwarf or something in this.
What?
Yeah, because you see the trailers for like Super Mario Odyssey or whatever that one. He's like,
but are they New York City? Are they officially saying that he's like not human?
I mean, he's running around normal sized people and he's like comes up to their knees. So that's
maybe Mario is the one that's normal and everybody else is
in this land of giants in New. What was it? I forget. It's not New York City. It's in New Bonk City or some weird
like
Mario centric name.
And the mayor of the city is Pauline from Donkey Kong.
Oh, well, that's cool. So, yeah, that's the game I'm still looking for. If I was to ever buy a Nintendo Switch, which I'm most likely not going
to. October!
Yeah, that would be the game that would pull me in. I mean, if anybody wants to buy me that for my birthday, because my birthday is in October, then contact me at frustratedgrad@gmail.com.
Well, Zach, maybe there's a focus group, a market research group.
They'll give me $350 for one.
You'll have to do some homework. You have to come up with a collage with pictures expressing how you feel about this product.
Collage, Jesus Christ! all right, that sounds like work, and work is not what I like.
Yeah, how dare you work for money? It's not like that's how the world works.
Just give me money. Like, it seems like a simple concept. Like, I show
I'm
up.
I'm a nice guy.
You give me money. Like, I don't understand why that's so hard.
My presence is enough.
I don't understand why I go to interviews and say, like, no, just give me the money now. And they escort me out of the building.
They call security.
It just doesn't make sense. Say they feel threatened and I was ill-prepared by showing up in sweatpants and flip-flops.
Yes. My hygiene was not good.
Yeah. They could smell me from around the block. Yeah. Sure. Anyway.
Moving on. Today in stupid internet challenges, have you heard of the hot water challenge? It sounds pretty self-explanatory, doesn't it?
Is that the challenge that the kid died from? Like, sipping boiling water through a straw? Because I know they claim that was for a challenge, and the child is dead.
How fucking stupid. Well, apparently, like, it inspired by YouTube videos, because what else is what inspired it? It involves pouring boiling water on an unsuspecting friend.
Jesus Christ. Like...
Like,
that's not quite a challenge that, as much as it is assault. It's just documented assault.
Gotta get them views, man.
Yeah. Got more likes than a white girl talking. No, I'm not going to participate in a hot water challenge.
The latest.
I save my hot water for cooking. Showering. Baby not beans. For friends.
Mm-hmm. Boiling lobster.
No. I couldn't stand the screams.
I don't think they scream. I don't think they have voice boxes.
Here's like, it's like some kind of whistling sound, but it's disturbing enough that it pulls me away.
Plus whistle why? Whistle why you die.
I'm sure you would enjoy that.
I enjoy it. The latest story involving the Hot Water Challenge, an 11-year-old Bronx girl who was cruelly pranked by her friends, quote-unquote, with a so-called Hot Water Challenge left the hospital on Friday looking like $1 million. Gonna mess up her name, Jamoni Merritt was admitted to Harlem Hospital for 11 days after being admitted with burns over 85% of her face. I feel great, she told the New York Daily News after her release. Jamoni says she is now dancing and listening to music.
You know, that's like a super villain origin story. It's just like, wait till they get a load of me. And she's just going to be a crispy dancer. The next villain for Daredevil season 3. I'm not cool with that. Friends who pour boiling water on you are not friends. So
the middle schooler will probably miss the beginning of 7th grade and be homeschooled because she cannot go out into the sun and expose her raw arm, said her mom, Ebony Merritt. So, yeah.
All right.
She was cruelly pranked at a sleepover. Her peers threw scalding water on her as she slept. Probably a copycat of the Hot Water Challenge, a tragically stupid act made famous by a YouTube video. Anaya Grant Stewart, 12, was taken into custody following the August 7th incident. She allegedly tried to cut her wrists after it happened. Boy, this is just a story that keeps on giving.
Totally healthy friendship with totally normal kids and going on here.
Aren't you glad you're not a kid during this generation?
Yeah, this really gives me hope for the future.
It's like this, this like need to be, to get likes and fucking comments on like social media. It's goddamn.
Yeah, we all need to just click the thumbs up button for ourselves.
This Kardashian, whatever generation we live in.
The Kardashianification of America.
Goddamn.
I'm sure there's going to be a book written about that at some point.
I mean, it's not like, you know, we're trying to get people to like us. And
yeah, it's like, we're just two guys having a normal conversation. It's not like we're seeking approval of people.
To random strangers.
Thumbs up or give us 5-star reviews on iTunes or search Frustrated Grad on Facebook and subscribe to our page. It's not like we're trying to do any of that stuff.
Nope.
Not at all.
How's it going, by the way?
I mean, it goes as well as it could under the circumstances. How's that for a nice vague answer?
That encourages.
Yeah.
That encourages.
Yeah. But,
I'm with my own YouTube channel, like, I was kind of, like, looking around doing research to see, like, what's popular and what are, like, people into right now, and it's,
Big
it's
Brother. that's one thing.
It's not very encouraging to see, like, the type of stuff that gets thousands and millions of views. It's just, like, shitheads making, like, prank calls to, like, female escorts and a whole lot of, like, stupid, like, bullshit. But it's, like, but for that example, it's, like, this video is getting, like, hundreds and thousands of views, and, like, people actually, like want to, like, listen to this shit.
And make sure that some portion of your video's title is in all caps. It's very important. You might also want to include the buzz phrases "gone sexual" or "exposed" or things like that. But yeah, I mean, the thing that I've found, like, I always try to stay within my wheelhouse and stay within things that interest me. And if people find that, then great. So,
like, but do you think that, like, these people that, like, make these videos, like, 15 Savage back to school weird hacks, do you think that, like, they even give a shit about this stuff, or they're just sort of, like, pandering to...
No, they're chasing views.
Yeah, but it's working.
Yeah, it works, but what does that do for your soul? Like,
what did that do for your bank account?
I don't really know at this point with YouTube, because it kind of... it's kind of up in the air with that stuff. I've heard a lot of people say their revenues have dropped significantly with the adpocalypse. Or to say it more appropriately, the adpocalypse.
Stay away from that copyrighted material, the music and images.
Yeah. You really limit yourself there. That's why I have to, actually. That's why with my reviews, I actually have to watch content and provide analysis and give thought-felt commentary rather than just watch the product and show it on the screen.
I think it's okay. You can use, like, a still image.
Yeah, you can use still images. And
yeah.
I guess for, like, trailers and stuff, you can use that. But I don't, like... I've been interested in, like... I watch reaction channels and stuff like that, but it never feels like something I genuinely feel like, oh, this is me. I'm going to do this. That's why I just like, I talk about the shows that I like to watch and other people like to watch those shows. Find the videos if they find them. I mean, the stuff that's been getting the most response lately is Big Brother stuff. And I've always watched Big Brother as I've been watching YouTube, as long as I've been on YouTube. So it's like I finally decided to start talking about it, and it's people are responding to it. So.
Gotta do what you know. Yeah. Talk about what you know.
Yeah. I'm trying to get my Big Brother people to notice my podcast, but there's not a lot of Big Brother talk there for them. So maybe I need to crowbar that in. Like, you and your poop stories is going to be me and Big Brother. So, on the latest Big Brother. Actually, Big Brother this week was, like, it was a roller coaster of emotion because...
Glass case.
because there was, on the U.S. version, they had a double eviction that was extremely disappointing because the power stayed all on the same side. There's basically no opposition left in the house.
Phew, your power.
Yeah, and in the Celebrity Big Brother house, their double eviction was very satisfying because two rubbish housemates were booted out on their ear. So I'm happy. Get Paul out. Get Paul out. Anyway.
How often do you click on the trending a logo on YouTube? I don't know if you have the app, but you have that little link where there's like a little fire symbol, and it shows you all the things that are trending, and it's just this array of just crap.
Garbage,
and,
yeah.
Exactly. But didn't you look at the views? It's like 1 million, 2 million, 1.3 million.
Yeah, I know some people click on that and just that's their research for like, okay, this is what I'm going to do a video about. But it's just like, this stuff is not anything that interests me. Plus, it's like, the biggest things are like trailers and stuff. Like, well, I don't want to see the trailers, so I'm not going to.
And news stories and fucking whatever fucking Jake Paul bullshit.
Yeah, like, guess who just got cast in this movie you won't see for another 2 years? It's like, well, I don't care, at least as of now. So. Yeah, that's a lot of the stuff on YouTube that's popular. Stuff I go out of my way to avoid in the first place. Like, pranks! Casting news. This new trailer that shows you everything that happens. Those things aren't... I'm not down with the kids, as they say. Yeah. That's what they say.
The speaking of which, like, there was like a, I guess the Japanese trailer for Ragnarok, and Benedict Cumberbatch, the Doctor Strange, is like, he's in it a lot more than the American trailer, and I didn't even bother watching it.
Yeah, and they already spoiled it enough for me. It was like, Thor trailer number 2 or 3 featuring Doctor Strange. Like, Jesus Christ, why did, like, right. I didn't even watch it, and they just spoiled, like, okay, he's in it. Like, great, thanks for telling me that.
Yeah, and at the beginning of the Avengers Infinity War, Thor is floating out in space, and he meets up with the Guardians of the Galaxy, so now we know what happens. He survives Thor Ragnarok, so.
Yeah, I don't need to know any stuff like that. Like, I've been avoiding all of that, and it's great. That's why I need to. I think there was somebody who came out. It's from one of these franchises. I forget who it was. It was like, hey, don't pay attention to the marketing because it spoils stuff. I forgot who said that exactly. I think it might have been Mark Hamill. It was somebody from Star Wars, I'm pretty sure.
Probably. That sounds like something you would say.
Yeah. Because it's like, we want to see these movies already. Like, most of these movies.
We're going to see it anyway.
Yeah, it's like, most of these movies, they're selling them just based on name recognition anyway. That's why they have these massive franchises of dozens of movies in them. So it's like, you know the movie sold from the moment you greenlight it. So you don't need to show us everything that happens in the movie along the way. It's just, like, the trailers that need to give you more detail are things like Logan Lucky or whatever. Like
that. I want to know.
Yeah, like, what the hell is this? Like,
you have to sell me on it. You have to tell me why I should see this. It's not a familiar property, familiar characters.
Yeah,
you need to convince me.
Because it's interesting. Spoil it. Even looking back at, like, trailers from, like, the 70s, like, I'm thinking of, like,
those long trailers.
Yeah, they would, like, they kind of tell you the whole story, but it still makes it interesting enough where it's like, oh, I want to go on this ride with these characters. It'll still be interesting in watching, like, Caddyshack follows this young kid who goes on these crazy adventures in this private country club. And then they show, like, highlights. Yeah. In a world. It's funny they moved away from that, but they
Because the guy died.
Yeah. I think that's the only reason. But then it's like...
Don LaFontaine.
Yeah. So they should just get the guy from Honest Trailers, because he's basically, like, out of that mold. But...
I hate Honest Trailers. I hate those people.
I mean...
I don't like the whole... Screen Junkies. I don't like the whole idea of, like... Like, every single movie has to have, like, this cynical-ass, like, Honest Trailer. And it's like... It doesn't even matter if the movie's good or bad. Let's have, like, this takedown.
Yeah, we have to nitpick it. I mean... But most of them I've been a fan of.
That's another, like, dumb thing on YouTube that gets lots of views.
Yeah, I mean, I'm one of the people to blame for that as well. I always click on those. I mean, only if I'm interested in the movie. If I liked it or specifically hated it, I'll watch the Honest Trailer. I don't watch it for, like, anything I haven't seen, because it just unnecessarily spoils it for me. But I mean, I've been a fan of them. Some of the I feel like between the two, I like the Everything Wrong With more so, because there's actual, like, there's, like, facts kind of, like, okay, this, like, here's some a continuity error right here, and here's some logic that doesn't make sense, and I like that stuff more, because it's like, there's more work put into that, more than just riffing, because that's kind of, the Honest Trailer thing is kind of more of a, like, Mystery Science Theater type take on it. It's just like,
I just think it's like the shittiest form of, like, film criticism. It's just so cynical.
I mean, it's not even really criticism. It's just, like, snark, professional snark.
I think it is criticism, because, like, instead of actually, like, talking about, like, the plot of the movie or the acting in the movie, it's like, here's some, like, this nitpick, this little thing that nobody gives a shit about, just so we can make this stupid YouTube video.
Like, here's this laundry list of times this character does this one thing, or like, this trait that repeats itself. Like, oh, okay, well, it's over the course of 2 hours, so it's not a big deal. But when you show them all within 30 seconds, then it makes it seem like it was egregious. But, yeah. You know, sometimes, that's why I said, like, the more I dislike the movie, the better my experience watching the Honest Trailer. It's like, okay,
it's a bad
I'm waiting
movie,
for this to
sense.
Get torn down. Like, I'm they, waiting they, for they the do Emoji one, Movie one.
They do one for, like, every movie, even if it's good or bad.
Yeah, that's what I was like. For movies I really like, I wait. Like, Civil War, it wasn't the one I clicked on immediately. You know,
like, Spider-Man Homecoming or...
Yeah, it's just like, you know what? I'm... call me blissfully ignorant, but I'm fine with my enjoyment of this. I don't want to ruin that. Like, oh, here's all the time. Because, like, some things are just like, you have a visceral gut reaction to it from watching it the first time. And then somebody who's like watched every scene 10 times so they could nitpick whatever little thing they can. It's like, I don't know if this is really how I wanted to consume this. It's as bad as the people who take stills of like set photos and be like, you should see this person in the background. You can see this character who hasn't been announced is going to be there. It's like, you know what? Chill. Chill out a little bit.
Yeah. I found the secret. I got you.
Yeah, like, you can see an Infinity Stone in this back corner right here. And then you can see a golden fingertip that indicates that Thanos is around the corner. But yeah.
Speaking of things that men don't enjoy anymore, apparently men aren't into breasts anymore, according to this.
According to this bullshit? Because that's what I'm calling bullshit on it. Where's the facts?
Are boobs on the, tell you, are boobs on the outs? This seems to be the case for millennials, at least in regard to their porn viewing habits.
More often.
New data released by Pornhub has revealed a rather distinct generational trend regarding our cultural fondness for breasts. Their data revealed the younger generation, the less interested they are in women's mammaries. The data exhibits exhibits young adults ages 18 to 24 are almost 20% less likely to search for breast-related content on the site, whereas those 55 to 64 were 17% more likely. The age groups in between ascend as viewers' age increases.
I guess I'm an old soul. I'm all about them titties. Anyway.
Don't get me wrong. This by no means suggests breasts aren't popular. Big natural boobs ranks fourth in overall searches on the site.
Yeah.
And daily breast searches exceed millions. The figure just may not be as popular as you'd assume. On average, only 1.5% of daily searches on Pornhub are boob-related. Of that 1.5%, 0.89% search for large breasts, 0.29% search for natural breasts, and 0.09% search for small breasts. And fake breasts finish last with 0.06%.
Yeah, who's typing it? Fake boobs? Like, in fact, I really want to see
searches related to fake boobs don't balance. Break the top 25 in breast-related searches. This is based off of Pornhub data.
I mean, I've been a minority all my life, so I'm fine with continuing that trend in this regard as well. More boobs for me.
The market is a trending upward or downward, depending on your need.
Yeah, like, so what's it? Does it say what the top searches are? Just like saying boobs are down. Like, are people searching for butts instead, or are there other categories like MILF or whatever? No. Looks like it says butts are in, which things in butts don't interest me.
No,
thank you. Butts do not give life. I'm going to walk around with a picket sign, and that's all it's going to say. It's like, butts do not give life.
The number one search term in 2016 was MILF for men and lesbian for women.
I mean, it's kind of weird. But, you know, that's a thing. And people are changing. It's a new world. Just Trump's America. People are about lesbian MILFs.
For men, these are like the top 10. Number one is MILF. Number two is stepmom. Number three is stepsister. Number four is Japanese.
What is up with people?
The incest crap. Ugh. Number four was, well, it's not real, obviously. Number five is mom. Number six is teen. Seven, lesbian. Eight, stepmom and son.
People are trending on like near crimes in their porn. Yeah. It's just like, what is the most taboo thing I could look up?
Bestiality, fucking necrophilia.
I feel like back when even past my prime porn viewing age, but like back when the original Two Girls One Cup came out, that was like fringe, very niche, just
I've never wanted to see
that. Yeah, but I'm saying like then it was just like this shocking thing that was just for outrage.
People eating shit.
Yeah, but nowadays I feel like there's more of a like normal viewing audience for that.
Thank God. Like who gets turned on by that?
I don't know, but I think there's more of them now than there were then. considering all the other things people are searching for.
For women's favorites, I already mentioned number one was lesbian. Number two, lesbian scissoring. Number three, threesome.
I just want to see if it's a real thing.
Number four, a big black dick. Number five, lesbian seduces straight. Number six, stepmom and daughter. Number seven, black. Number eight, extreme gangbang. Number nine, Japanese. And number 10, just plain gangbang.
Japanese.
2016.
All right, this is, like I said, Trump's America. This is America being great. This is what great America looks like.
I don't think Trump has anything to do with this. I think
everybody blamed Obama for everything. I think this is something you could blame Trump for. I don't know how you follow that up, but
I know how you follow that up.
If I could
follow that up,
tweeted us with your porn search terms.
You follow that up by talking about the eclipse that will be taking place tomorrow.
Is that one of the top searches? Big black eclipse.
Big giant ass. Pog, or whatever that word, pong, P-A-W-G.
Fat ass white girl.
That's what it stands for. Yeah, we're gonna, there's gonna be the solar eclipse taking place tomorrow. How close are you to Carbondale, Illinois? That's where you can see the full eclipse.
So, I'll be watching footage of the eclipse on television and YouTube videos, I'm sure.
As long as you're not watching the sun without your special glasses, or you'll go blind.
Like, can't you just wear sunglasses and look at it? Or what is the specific thing you need?
That will not work.
Because I know they show, like, you can, like, poke a hole in a piece of paper. And it's just like, this seems like a lot of work.
If you can actually see anything in your glasses, then they're not good. That's what I've read.
All right.
It has to be, you can only like see things that are like really bright, aka a sun.
Okay. Well, then I might just rely on people with their camera footage. Maybe I'll play it safe.
But wait, Zach, if you're nearby your local 7-Eleven or Best Buy, you can
have eclipse pick up glasses.
Yeah.
How much are these eclipse glasses?
I don't know. I assume that they're not more than $10 if they're that expensive.
Maybe I'll check that out.
They're little fucking curious. Paper, like 3D type glasses. You only use what once and. But I think the next solar eclipse is like 2024. So.
Yeah, so and you just put them in a safe place for the next 7 years, and then you'll be all set.
There will be places to view the events to view the eclipse all over,
like outdoors.
The Chicago and suburbs, if you're nearby, and there are other events around the country, I assume.
I think I'm just going to stand outside, just like a normal person. I'm not gonna
blind yourself. Make yourself even more blind, Zach. Just go all the way.
I'm going to make sure I make
my
trip. I'm going to get to 7-Eleven before the time of the eclipse. and then head back to my designated spot. Maybe sit down and pet a goose while I look up at the sun. Because there's geese all in my area and around my job. I'm sure that they'll be freaked out by it.
You sound very excited.
Yes. I'm excited for darkness. I see that every time I close my eyes and open my eyes and look in the mirror. So, I mean, do you have any specific eclipse viewing plans? Do you have your 7-Eleven glasses?
If I do go out today, I'll try to get some, but otherwise I'll either be at the gym or whatever. I'm not working tomorrow.
Yeah, I might just take a walk outside and see the chaos that ensues in the utter darkness. Perhaps we could have a purge. The climate is right.
Did you, I'm sorry, what were you about to say?
I was saying, other than viewing the sun, potentially, anything else you've been viewing that is of interest to you? What are you watching on TV?
I saw Game of Thrones on Sunday. I think the next to the last episode of the season is tonight.
Is it the last, or is there one more?
There's one more.
Okay. But yeah, I've heard that this one also leaked earlier in the week.
I mean, I don't watch any of the leaks. I don't even know where to find them, so it hasn't been a problem for me at all.
Yeah, it's just weird that these hackers are clearly, like, trolling HBO, because, like, they're waiting till, like, okay, it's the week of the episode, let's put it out now. It's just, like, it's such a weird dickish thing to do, but
I think it was like was it an HBO like Iceland or some foreign country, like they accidentally aired the wrong episode like out of order on like the HBO wow. app.
That's you have one job.
Yeah, they it wasn't related to the hack at all. It was just like, fucked up on that part.
Also, this leak should be pretty good quality. Maybe I'll check it out. The day of. He's like, you know what? I can't wait another 30 minutes. Load it up.
Who do you think is going to get killed during the journey beyond the wall to bring home an ice man, a white walker, to show Khaleesi and Cersei that they exist?
I mean, this clearly is a Suicide Squad, to quote Will Smith from that epic Oscar-winning movie. I'm trying to think who's a red shirt in that crew. It's not going to be John, obviously. It can't be Gendry, because he just returned. Thoros of Myr, is that the guy's name? Is he the one who had the flaming sword?
Yeah.
So I'm assuming
you see it in the preview for the episode. He has a flaming sword.
So I'm assuming, like, you have a flaming sword facing the White Walkers, you should be pretty safe with that.
And they have the dragon ice or whatever.
Dragon glass. They've mined dragon it. Glass. And I'm assuming they've done a lot of yada yadding with travel. So I'm assuming like they got to the wall pretty quickly. So maybe at some point they stopped off and had Gendry fashion them some actual weapons out of the dragon glass. But who knows? Because they just pulled it out of the ground, so are they just holding sharp geodes and poking them with them? Like dragon glass spears? But I'm assuming they're prepared at this point. But I'm just trying to think, is there anybody in that crew whose name we don't know? Then that's the person who's going to die.
The other guy that's in the crew.
This guy with the man bun is one of them.
The guy that was in the prison with them, that's with the hound and.
Yeah.
The other guy.
Yeah, I'm thinking like, okay, we know the Hound, we know Thoros of Myr somewhat, we know his thing. We don't really know the man bun guy, so maybe that's.
You don't think the big wildling guy or big bearded
Tormund Giantsbane?
Yeah.
I feel like they're leading up to something with him and Brienne because he was so excited.
Yeah, I was gonna say,
like, did you bring the big woman?
Or the dumbass shippers on the internet, you know?
But they're leaning into that with the show because that was his first like question, like, did you bring the big woman?
I don't think she's feels the same way.
No.
I just think that they're just pandering to the fucking internet and stuff like that.
Yeah, but...
I don't think there's any that's leading up to you.
But I feel like that's not, like, the most noble way for him to die. I feel like we have to lose somebody who's already...
This show is all about people dying nobly, which is why, Tywin Lannister died on the toilet.
I mean, that was appropriate. He was in the seat of power in King's Landing, and he died on the seat of power.
And there's so many, like, people who have been, like, stabbed in the balls and, like, their intestines ripped out.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of a principal character who's died in a way like that. I guess you wouldn't call Tormund Giantsbane a principal character, or even Thoros of Myr for that matter, but he's got his thing that keeps him from just being killed off. So I'm thinking, like, I mean, I guess Hodor was one of those situations where it's like, okay, this kind of was out of nowhere and there wasn't a lot of lead up to it, but it was a good story that was told, like, oh, him, his death in the future caused his mental illness in the past. That was a nice twist on it. But
actually, his fucking mental illness and his death was caused by Bran
just being his presence. He instead of tearing a hole in the fabric of space time, he just tore a hole in his brain.
Poor brain. I'm not looking forward to what's going to happen with Arya and Sansa with fucking Littlefinger.
Yeah, it seems like Littlefinger's
wedge in between.
Yeah, because the letter that he planted there, it seems, it was just the letter that Cersei made Sansa write way back in the day, like saying, like, our father's been arrested for treason, so Arya's not gonna be cool with that. But it's old news at this point, so shit, kind of get over it. Like, dad is dead, so who knows?
That's why Arya's
smarter than that. Yeah, it's like,
I hope so.
Yeah. But, you know, we'll see. He's just pulling at the thread that was already there with the tension between them. So, you know, we will see.
That's all I have.
So there's nothing else major that you're watching? You haven't started The Defenders, watching Game of Thrones?
I watched, like, the first episode of that goddamn Glow. It's okay.
He said Glow?
I'll
just finished Glow, actually. I enjoyed the entire season.
Nice.
Let me know as you progress through it. Because I finished it this past week, and I posted my last review on it. Actually, yeah. Might have been...
What did you love about it? What kept you going?
I just feel like you got to know all the characters, and I like seeing the behind the scenes of, like, people starting a wrestling promotion who don't even know what wrestling is. It's just like...
That was, like, the most interesting part of the show. Like, I cared more about that than I cared about the stupid Alex and Drew character.
Yeah.
Like, who's supposedly... It definitely, because it's made by the same people who did Orange is the New Black, it's kind of ironic because... That's another show where the main character is the rescue character.
Yeah, but at least in both shows, they learned to lean into that. It's just like, you know,
yeah,
what?
Exactly.
Let's delve into these kind of one-note characters and flesh them out. And I feel like that's what they
because do. She's an actress and she doesn't understand wrestling, and she needs to, like, she's asking the Mark Mary character, like, what's your motivation? They're doing this scene, blah blah blah.
Yeah, and I feel like there was. Like, that's their entry into the show, but I feel like it becomes more of an ensemble after that.
I hope so. I think I stopped when, like, her best friend found out that she was fucking her husband and was yelling at her during
the
audition.
It's like, oh, I love
Which
this
stupid on
I love this
part.
Gimmick that you're doing. I just thought that was interesting. I need to, now that I've finished this season, I need to go back and watch the documentary about Glow to see, like, how much of this was pulled from true events, or if any. Like, as I know, like, they did have I'm pretty sure they had a welfare queen type character, which is ridiculous. And they had the character in the show whose gimmick is that she's Machu Picchu. She's from this, like, Samoan dynasty family. She's representing a real character, Mount Fuji, from the original GLOW. So I'd be interested in seeing the parallels with all those characters.
So, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all I get.
Yeah. So, yeah, I finished GLOW. Like I said, I'm just starting the Defenders. I'm trying to think of what else is like.
Defenders. Defenders of the Universe, the Phantom, and both the other characters. From that cartoon from 1985.
So was one of those guys actually like Power Man, Luke Cage? Because he looked like...
No, it was similar to it.
Yeah, I was like, that guy looks like Power Man. But yeah, have you watched any of the new DuckTales series?
I saw the pilot because they aired it like 24 hours on Disney XD.
Okay, how
was it? I'll keep watching it, but, you know...
It's more geared for adults, I'm assuming, with all the voice actors in it, but or what would you say?
I would say that, I mean, it's obviously geared towards adults because it's you know, banking on nostalgia, but it definitely has that sort of modern cartoon feel to it. And, a lot of it, like the Cartoon Network shows and just, you know, stuff like that, and like the Huey, Dewey, and Louie, they don't sound alike, because they have like more distinct personalities.
That's
and
cool.
More sort of, you know, they're more like kids of this generation.
Ducks.
The girl, the little girl character who was made for the cartoon. Like she's not like a little toddler now. She
has
more, I guess, youthful personality than she did in the original. But that was a part of that. I like the fact that she was like a little naive little girl.
Yeah.
Girl, yeah. That's, yeah. Whatever.
Yeah. So
it's fine.
I've been meaning to check that out. Tell me, is the voice of Kristen Schaal anywhere in this show?
I think that the voice of Abigail, that's her name, is, what the hell is her name from Garfunkel and Oates?
Kate Micucci or
Kate Micucci, yeah.
Lindholm. Okay, so yeah, I figured they had to have one of those.
And that's another thing too. It's like it's like these it's old comics that they've gotten for the character. Yeah.
I mean that's becoming like its own little niche thing. Like, okay, you bring your weird comic sensibility to this character.
Because Kate Micucci does characters on, like, Steven Universe and Adventure Time. Obviously.
Okay. I mean, it seems like a perfect fit for something like that. So it makes sense.
DuckTales. Woohoo.
So that's the actual name of the show, right? DuckTales Woohoo?
The Woohoo was the name of the... That was the name of the pilot. Okay. The first episode.
All right. So that's, there you go. They're leaning into that nostalgia. Like, this is for you and your kids. Gather around. So, yeah, I have a lot of stuff I need to check up on, and I need to keep up. Even though it's like TV, mainstream TV has slowed down, but like, I've got my Defenders. I gotta catch up with Orange is the New Black.
You don't have to.
I do. I've enjoyed it. They're still doing the riot as of where I am now. It's just like, man, they're going to have some serious repercussions after all these days and days of rioting. But, yeah. So, we will update you as we continue next week and then let you know where we're watching. So, I think we could probably wrap up if there's nothing else to talk about.
Who's gonna win the Universal title at SummerSlam?
I don't know.
Brock Lesnar retain?
They're really leaning into the idea of Brock Lesnar losing and quitting the WWE, but it seems like, based on his steroid issues, it's probably a year before he would actually have a match in the UFC. So probably going to hang around for a little while. Yeah, he's probably going to hang around for a while. But
that's very exciting.
Yeah, that's why I said there's nothing else to talk about.
Will Sasha Banks defeat Alexa Bliss?
What I'm more curious about is with their real life backstage heat, will they even have a decent match, or will it turn into a shoot?
Oh, they have backstage heat? I didn't know that.
Apparently that's a thing. I don't know how true that is, but
I've heard nothing about that.
I've heard that it's affecting their in-ring chemistry, but we'll see.
Hopefully it'll add to the match and make it enjoyable.
Maybe Sasha doesn't like Alexa's pet pig. Maybe she's piggist or something.
Yeah.
She wants to eat it.
She's jealous of Nia Jax's and Alexa's friendship.
Yeah, like, I need a big, huge friend to pal around with me. All I have is my boyfriend, who's actually smaller than me. anyway. Yeah, so that's SummerSlam. we don't host a wrestling podcast anymore, as you can see. Interest has diminished. I'm fine with it when I'm watching it, but it's just like, and between doing the two reviews a week on my channel now about it, like, I don't really, I'm kind of burnt out by the time the podcast rolls around. So, you know, you can find my opinions on wrestling elsewhere. On the Frustrated Wrestling Fan on youtube.com/Zach Hughes. That's C-A-C Hughes. So we can wrap up and you can give everybody your social media details if there's nothing else pressing.
My Twitter is at Anthony Hoffman. Anthony Hoffman. Facebook, find me Anthony Hoffman. Instagram at Tony Hoffman Chai. It's Tony Hoffman, C-H-I. Tony Hoffman Chai.
And you can find me at twitter.com/ZachReviews. That's Z-A-C Reviews. You can find me on YouTube at youtube.com/ZachHughes. Again, that's Z-A-C Hughes. You can find me on Facebook if you want, also Zach Hughes. You can follow the podcast on Twitter at FrustratedGrad. You can find the video version of this podcast where you can see my new staging setup on youtube.com/frustratedgrads, and you can hear the audio version of the podcast on iTunes, Google Play Podcasts, and Stitcher, player.fm, wherever podcasts are sold. If you like what we're doing, go to iTunes and give us a 5-star review, and if you really like us, go to frustratedgrad.com and donate by clicking the PayPal button. I'm paying for all of these podcasts to be stored on there, so every little bit helps. With that, I will say thanks for watching if you're watching the video version of the podcast. Thanks for listening, and that's all you get for today. All right, so in this audio exclusive portion, let's talk about the title. One of the names that popped into my head earlier was like, "You Only Die Once," but I don't know if that's it fully encapsulates Yoda. I'm trying to think. Obi-Wan Yoda. You're nobody till somebody kills you. I just killed a fly.
You talked about the hot water challenge, hashtag yeah. Hot water challenge.
I'm not promoting that. Super excited for Obi-Wan prequel. That's just the art title. Bomb back, Kenobi's whack.
We talked about the porn searches.
Boobs. What are your search terms? They could just be the title. Well, if you want to get the most clicks based on what people are searching, we could just title the episode Lesbian MILFs. and then the views would flood in.
Hashtag stare at the sun during the eclipse.
Yeah, let's stare at the sun. I mean, I feel like that's the most important thing of this coming week. We could decide, let's stare at the sun. I feel like that's a simple, a stupid call to action that pretty much gets to the core of our values as a show.
White supremacists stare at the eclipse.
Even the sun's turning black. I didn't talk about Tina Fey's appearance on Weekend Update Thursday edition,
Thursday,
which everyone is talking about. Like, now everyone's going to be sheet caking, which I feel like I might start doing that myself.
I'm down with that.
Yeah. It's times like this where you need an entire sheet cake to the face. Maybe that's going to be a spot that we see at SummerSlam. Somebody's going to take a sheet cake to the face. I can see that in the New Day match. Solar sheet cake. Sheet caking the sun. I think I'm gonna do just let's stare at the sun because it's really bad advice. Like, in lieu of promoting the hot water challenge, this is the bad advice I want to give to the world. Like, let's stare at the sun.
Stare at the sun challenge.
No. Just let's stare at the sun.
Hashtag stare at the sun challenge. Sun stare challenge.
That could be the hashtag. You could tweet at us with hashtag sun stare challenge and send us videos of yourself staring at the sun. And give us a running commentary of how it feels. The searing, burning feeling that you're getting from your eyes melting inside of your face. But I think I like the full title of Let's Stare at the Sun. So let's do that. So tweet the hashtag Sun Stare Challenge and tweet it at Frustrating Grant. And maybe we can be the cause of a new epidemic that will have a new story written about it. Like, inspired by this dumbass podcast.
It's
killed 15 children.
Your ears don't go blind. You can still listen to the podcast. I mean, you can't watch it on YouTube.
Yeah. I mean, you can click on it and let the ad play and just listen to the audio, please. At least the good thing with having a bunch of blind fans is that they don't know where the skip ad button is. So they'll watch the entire ad and you'll get all that revenue. So, like, maybe promoting to blind people is, like, the niche that I'm missing. I'm glad none of the YouTube viewers can see or hear my plot coming into shape. Anyway, with that, I will wrap up by saying this is the official end of the podcast for all of our blind fans. There has been no change in content, so I hope you've enjoyed it. And that's all I have for you. Now let's blot out the sun.